2.5 years ago, when the current administration got into office, Zambia had defaulted with international creditors. It was a difficult situation. So to get rid of this problem, of the stigma of a defaulting countries where investors are shunning, we engaged seriously. And as we speak now, the agreement to restructure with official creditors, China, India, and so forth, that is done. The agreement with the bondholders, we have agreed in principle, is now processes that are ongoing now to get that to be put in black and white. So the official and the bondholders together constitute about 75% of the debt that is required to be structured. Done. 25% is, as I said, with the commercial banks. Discussions are going on right now also to restructure that. So hopefully, not hopefully, but certainly within this year, all the various creditors would have discussed with them.
Dr. Mokotswane, I understand you talked last time when you came here about Zambia's economic transformation. Where is it at the moment? And is there a role for the international community to help with your efforts or the government's efforts in Lusaka?
There is a big role. And this is connected to the debt restructuring. We realize that debt restructuring alone, it gives us relief, as I've described. But the young people in Africa, Zambia, Ghana, Kenya, and so forth, they are looking for better livelihoods. Better livelihoods by having jobs that are decent, well-paying, and so forth. With the debt restructuring, investor confidence is coming back. They are coming to do the investment. So you're asking the question, the role of the international community. We say to them, you want to do something about cooling the earth. So that kind of a heat because of climate change. For that, you need materials that we in Zambia have. You need copper, we have it. You need cobalt, we have it. You need manganese, nickel, we have them. Come and invest. Because as you invest, yes, you make your profits, and we have no problem with that. But you create the jobs and will also be able to pay taxes that we need to provide services to the people.
Recently, there have been concerns about high inflation. The country staple, the mealie meal, appeared to be expensive now. That's what some of the critics are saying. So how are you handling this as a finance minister and as a government? How are you handling this? What assurances are you giving the people that, indeed, we know things are difficult, but these are the steps we are taking to address some of these challenges? How do you address them?
Private companies, private individuals from these neighboring countries, they came in, bought the maize, and of course, as they bought the maize, the prices went up. For the farmers, our farmers, it was very good. But obviously for the urban people who cannot cultivate for themselves, they saw the prices going up. So arising from that, out of the realization that we can no longer consider ourselves just to produce for ourselves, but we have to be part of a regional bloc, last year, the government made tremendous efforts to encourage production of maize. We encouraged banks to give loans to farmers. They did. Government itself put money aside so we have to feed the people. So we are readjusting our budget, cutting off or deleting some of the programs that we had so that the money can be available to feed the people. Number two, we still need farmers, because next year it may rain properly. But if the farmers have been wiped out, we'll have rain, but no food.
Right.
So we are urging banks to restructure the debts of the farmers. Like the way the international community has restructured our debts. We tell the banks, please, let's work together to restructure.
How are the banks responding?
They will respond positively.